I grew up at Stonefield, and then when I was about 10 or 11, we moved to Kapunda. But Stonefield was between Truro and Blanchetown, way out in the bush.
Do you have any stories or information relating to either World War One or World War Two?
Yeah, I think it was World War Two. Dad was on the farm, and well, I know the Schillers came from Silesia, but I'm not 100% sure where Dad's forefathers came from. But they came out and saw him and said, if you try to leave Australia, we'll intern you. Lock him up. And Dad sort of shrugged his shoulders, and he liked working on the farm and he wasn't going to move. So nothing happened. But that's about the only one thing. I think one of my cousins had just finished training as a soldier and the war finished, so I didn't have any relatives in the war.
How is the world different today from what it was like when you were a child?
Completely. Like I was reading through your questions and you said, what do I do for leisure time? At 5 years old, I was milking the cows. if Dad wasn't home, we'd milk the cow, or Mum too, milk the cows, separate the milk, feed the pigs, look for eggs and feed the chooks. And, you know, leisure time was work time. Sometimes in the summertime, if we weren't busy in school holidays, we'd go somewhere and just look around and just sit and do nothing, because there's always work to do.
Do you have any special traditions that you remember from when you were younger?
Yeah, living on the farm, and I think being more isolated. I went doing nursing. I had to work in Adelaide. I worked at the Royal Adelaide. And it was just people everywhere. I'm used to sort of having acres of land that I could roam around in if I wanted to. So it certainly changed. We milked the cows by hand. We separated the milk by turning the separator, and the cream would come out one end and the milk the other. And, you know, sort of all different. We didn't have tractors. We didn't have, just everything's changed. We had horses. So we had to feed the horses, and then when they had to use their bowels, we had to clean out the manure and clean the, clean it all up. It's not like it is now.
Doris, can you tell me, is there any songs from your childhood that you remember? And if you can you sing us a line or two?
No, one, I'm tone deaf. Two, we spoke German until I went to school. So when I went to school, I had to learn to speak English.
How did you guys celebrate birthdays or Christmas in your family?
Well, we probably had a special meal. Just everyday food. Dad killed 2 pigs a year, and they salted all the meat, so that's about all the meat we ate. But Christmas and Easter and that, we sometimes might kill a chook. But, we grew our own veggies. Mum had to buy the potatoes and onions, but other than that, we lived on what we had. A bit different to now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of games did you enjoy playing growing up?
Probably hopscotch and Ludo and snakes and ladders and things like that.
Yeah. How did you get to school? Did you walk?
We walked, yeah. We walked across Dad's paddock. There was always a line across where we walked, where the crops didn't grow. And then we walked down the main road to the school, and then we walked home again at night. Oh, when I went to high school, we walked down the road until the main road between Hamilton and Kapunda, and then we caught the bus, so.
Do you remember going to vintage festivals or show days, things like that?
No.
No, it wasn't a...
Well, Dad only had a Chev with a canvas hood, and that's all we had. And he didn't go far. We went to visit grandfather and grandmother in Bower. And sometimes we came up this way a bit to visit some of Dad's relatives, but except for church on Sunday, we didn't move around much. Petrol was expensive, and yeah.
Do you remember any popular clothing or hairstyles from your youth?
I remember Mum used to like dressing me in blue. She sewed all our clothes, and I sewed all my clothes. I got this material and sewed it, and the skirt, and the skirts, and you know. But I complained. I think it was about 9, 10 or 11. I said, "Oh, I'm sick of blue." So she made me a green skirt. It was multicoloured green. It was beautiful. I would have worn it every day if I could.
What subjects did you enjoy doing at school?
I loved maths. Yeah, English wasn't too bad, but I passed with a credit, so fair enough.
What did your family enjoy doing together?
Together? Well, we'd go and visit Grandma and Grandpa. I remember coming home from school early one day so we could go and see Grandmother and Grandfather for tea. They lived at Bower. And, some of Dad's relatives, the Steinitz, and, sometimes we'd go to the Murray River and go fishing. That was good.
Are there any special heirlooms, photos, or other memorable things that have been passed down by your family that you'd like to mention?
I know I made that when I was 15 years old. And I've done all the others too. I enjoy doing cross-stitch. I worked at Hermannsburg for 19 years, if you know where that is. It's in Central Australia. I worked with Aboriginal people for 35 years. And I really loved it. If you grab that book up there, you can see a photo of us standing outside the clinic. I wrote that book. It was beautiful, beautiful country, wonderful people. And I delivered about 200 babies. And
can you just read the title of the book for us, Doris?
Yeah, Nursing in the Red Centre by Doris Cooper. Yeah. No, it was great because the people were wonderful. I didn't try to force them to be like me because I'm a white fella. They're Aboriginal, they think different. So I tried to work out how they thought and treat them like people. Yeah, I loved it.
And what did you enjoy most about high school?
I think the sports and the schooling. I mean, at Stonefield we had one teacher, but there's only 8 children. So at one stage there was 3 of us in my class, but most of the others, and like I said, all of us had to learn English first because we'd talk in German. But high school was good because there's a lot more people and you could mix more and different subjects, you know.
Yeah. How much time did you get to spend with your family?
Oh, all the time. I lived with, that was Mum and Dad and a sister and 2 brothers. We didn't go anywhere for holidays or anything. Sometimes we did a day's fishing on the River Murray, and our auntie and uncle from Wakery came up and we had a time together, but no, we didn't go away anywhere or anything.
If you think about all of your experiences and wisdom, can you please give these guys one piece of advice for their future?
I think be kind to everybody. Try to understand people. I mean, I don't know how many new Australians are around here, but they're different. They're just like, I had to understand Aboriginal people. You have to understand them and respect them.